WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. Jazz pianist Dick Hyman is our performer in residence this month. Today he's chosen to play some songs by one of the most original pianists and composers in jazz, Fats Waller.
When I was a kid, I was surrounded by shelves and shelves of 78 RPM records, which my big brother collected, jazz classics. And this was a time before they were all reissued on LP. But among those records, there was a large quantity of those of Fats Waller. Fats Waller was a pianist, an entertainer, a singer, a very funny guy. In fact, much of the public thought of him more as a comic, or at least an amusing entertainer, than as a great jazz pianist. Ironically, Louis Armstrong shared the same fate, and much of the public remembers him more for his wonderful stage personality than for the fact that he was one of the great innovators of jazz trumpet playing. To get back to Fats Waller, before he became that sort of public persona, was a pianist and an organist in the kind of 1920s theaters where they showed silent films with organ accompaniment. And in the 1920s, he recorded a lot of piano solos in pure stride style. That is to say, the left hand walks back and forth like this. That's a stride bass. Without telling you what it is, that's what it sounds like. And the right hand does this kind of thing. Well, Fats was a master of this. He was the protege of the man who many pianists call the granddaddy of stride piano, and that was James P. Johnson. But in some ways, Fats, the pupil, could do it even better than James P., the teacher. I'd like to play a piece that Fats recorded in the 1920s, before he had his own band and before he became the entertainer for which, as I said, he became noted later on. I don't know why it's called this. It's called Valentine Stomp. Was it recorded on Valentine Day? Was it something to do with the Valentine Day massacre in Chicago around that time? Who knows? This is Valentine Stomp. Thank you. there's a lot more to the Fats-Waller effect, which I, for obvious reasons, I won't get into, and that has to do with the inimitable way that Fats sang, with a kind of a growl and a huskiness and a playfulness, and very often a kind of a mocking attitude toward the occasionally banal songs that the record companies gave him to perform. He was a considerable piano player by any standards, and a considerable songwriter, too, and this is probably his best-known piece, Ain't Misbehavin'.
Next week, Dick Hyman plays the music of Teddy Wilson. This is Fresh Air.